the water issues, in my humble opinion, are the most important in the community. It's water is the undergirding of the entire community infrastructure. Without the water, particularly with potable water, everything else becomes unnecessary and infeasible. So water is taken for granted way too frequently, and I think it's time for us to start tooting our own horn and making people realize how important water is and that it needs to be appreciated, it needs to be priced accordingly. We need to be part of the community planning process.
Jeff Lakin knows. He is surrounded by water, but not the kind you drink. It can rain a lot, 35 to 45 inches every year, but water supplies are limited. His professional focus is assuring the community has safe drinking water for their homes, but population growth is limited to something less than 0.5%. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Jeff works as a general manager of Water District 19, located on Vashon Island, a 30-minute ferry ride from Seattle, Washington. This island has seen a fourfold increase in population in the last 80 years and currently provides 11,000 people with a place to hang their hat. Located within the Puget Lowland, Vashon Island is only 4 miles wide and 13 miles long. Its existence is the outcome of glaciers that sculpted the area thousands of years ago. Every part of the island is picturesque, greenery everywhere, everything suggesting that water is abundant. The U.S. EPA designated Vashon Island as a sole source aquifer in June of 1994. Over 71% of the water needs on the island come from ground and surface water, both of which originate from aquifers. As a water purveyor, Water District 19 has exercised leadership through its proactive efforts to explore new ideas and studies.
At certain points in time, the purveyors just have to take the bull by the horns and present an idea and go out and do the studies, do the analysis. And I'll give you a prime example. We did an aquifer recharge study here on the island, and the result was it would probably work, even with the sandy, loamy materials that this island has at the upper layers. In Sierra Nevada's the fractured rock, there's plenty of studies going on out there that can be recharged. Water can be stored in those fractures for later use. So it really becomes a function of being proactive, being willing to spend a little money to study some of these issues and present the results to the community.
Under the current conditions, newcomers wanting to build a life on the island find it difficult to build a home. Jeff is looking for ideas that can turn around the dilemma of limited water for the island.
I don't think there's one answer. It's going to be multiple answers and a community coming together, compromising on best available technologies that won't cost us an arm and a leg and really not be feasible at all. But I think the next big nut to crack on this island will be developing rainwater harvesting systems. I think that's going to be probably the most economical, the most straightforward, and I think something the community would accept.
Answers to water problems are partly a technical issue, but the most important component that provides solutions is the active involvement of the population that reaps the benefits of an abundant water supply. Water purveyors can be the vehicle to evaluate technical aspects of an idea, but the community at large is where the rubber meets the road. Recognize your ability to adapt to new ways. Be collaborative and use your resourcefulness to educate the whole community. A proactive community is the best way to solve a future water dilemma. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.